dedicated in loving memory of a folk hero who is probably better remembered today for his country Christmas music, including the soundtrack of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. However, he did record many and several great country and folk songs as well. That is none other than the wayfaring stranger Burl Ives, who was born 116 years ago yesterday, June 14th of 1909, and sadly passed away on April 14th of 1995. Pay tribute to him today with two classics. First of all, it's going to be an all-time favorite titled Pearly Shells, and we'll follow that with Mr. In Between, which is a song I feel is a true theme song to my life right now. With that, I would like to welcome you all in and say happy listening here on CFRC and also www.osherox.com.
Shining in the sun, covering the shore. When I see them, my heart tells me that I love you more than all the little pearly shells. For every grain of sand upon the beach, I've got a kiss for you, and I've got more left over for each star that twinkles in the blue. Pearly shells,
pearly shells
from the ocean,
shining in the sun,
covering the shore. When I see them, my heart tells me that I love you more than all the little pearly shells. For every grain of sand upon the beach, I've got a kiss for you, and I've got more left over for each star that twinkles in the blue.
Pearly shells
from the ocean,
shining in the sun,
covering the shore. When I see them, my heart tells me that I love you more than all little pearly shells,
more than all the little pearly shells. Mr. In Between, Mr. In Between, thick and slimy lean, Mr. In Between.
Well, I'm too old for girls and I'm too young for women. I've looked all around and my hopes are a-dimming. I feel like a fish not allowed any swimming. And it makes a fella mean to feel he's a part of the lost generation. I feel like a choo-choo that can't find the station. I work like a dog with no recreation. They call me Mr. In Between.
Mr. In Between, Mr. In Between, makes a fella mean, Mr. In Between.
Got a hot rod Chevy with the twin carburetor, and I know a gal that's a real sharp tomato. And she's got a daddy with a caddy that'll date her. You see what I mean? Those sweet little things just set me a-droolin'. I'm too big for sodas and I'm too old for schoolin'. Too young for lovin', but I'm too old for foolin'. They call me Mr. In Between.
Mr. In Between, Mr. In Between, tries to live so clean, Mr. In Between.
I feel like a sailboat kept in a bottle. I feel like an engineer that can't find the throttle. I'm too small to walk, but I'm too big to toddle. And Lordy, I'm turning green. To see all the men making time with the ladies, the high school kids at the show with their babies, while I run around like a dog with the rabies. They call me Mr. In Between.
Mr. In Between. Mr. In Between. Better leave the scene. Mr. In Between.
Now, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the East Coast of Canada. Send our happiest of Father's Day wishes out to some very dear friends and family, including a radio friend in the East Coast who I feel is like a father figure to me. That, of course, is none other than Peter Trenholm of Pugwash, Nova Scotia. For him today, it's going to be Wolf Carter and that silver-haired daddy of mine. Then we're going to pay tribute to the King of the Newfies, Michael T. Wall, and from Newfoundland's own Michael T., it's going to be an all-time classic titled Daddy's Girl. And this is recorded along with him by Sarah and Sabrina Wall. So we'll send them out to the singing walls today. And it's going to be an all-time classic version of Daddy's Girl. Then we'll wrap up with a song going out, yes, once again to my late Papa Willie B, who passed away in January of 2023. And from Clate Butt, it'll be a song titled Going Home Dad. Now, I would like to send these out to our dear friends and family today. And just say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers on the East Coast of Canada. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
In a vine-covered shack in the mountain, bravely fighting the battles of time, is a dear one who's weathered life's sorrow. It's that silver-haired daddy of mine. If I could recall all the heartache dear old daddy I've caused you to bear, if I could erase the lines from your face and bring back that gold to your head, to me the power just to turn back the pages of time. I wish he would. I'd give all I own if I could but atone to that silver-haired daddy of mine. I know it's too late, dear old daddy, to repay for the sorrows and cares. The dear mother is waiting in heaven just to comfort and solace you there. If I could recall all the heartaches dear old daddy I've caused you to bear, if I could erase the lines from your face and bring back that gold to your hair, dear old daddy, if God would but grant me the power just to turn back those pages of time. Oh, I'd give all I own if I could but atone to that silver-haired daddy of mine.
I recall the day that you came in. Couldn't believe the doctor when he said, Mr. Wall, it's a little girl. I said, now, doc, you must be wrong. You see, I want a boy. recall the day I took you to a baseball game. You brought along your baby doll and half its baby thing. We sat there a-playing house while the Dodgers played the Braves. And everyone in the bleachers looked at us as if to say, they don't get air, those things in the can will die. So we turn the worms loose and chase some butterflies.
Daddy's girl, Daddy's girl, I'm the center of Daddy's world. I know I'm Daddy's number one, he loves me like I was a son.
Day that your young man come to call. It seems like only yesterday you swam and played football. But I know the time has come and I must set you free. But no matter where you are, you know what you are to me.
You're going home again, Dad, to a land where all your longings disappear. To be once more with your old boyhood comrades. You're going home now. All these years, I heard the stories you retold so often, and I felt your homeland was my homeland too. Oh, I know how much you long be there. Now I'm finally going to your home with you. At last, you're going home again, Dad. To the town I've heard you talk about in tears. To be once more with your old boyhood comrades. You're going home now after all these years. I watched as you grew slowly, slowly older, and I know you've longed for home and youth again. Oh, I hope your friends have not have not forgotten. 'Cause I'm taking you back home now on this train. At last, you're going home again, Dad, to the home your old heart still reviews. To be once more with your old boyhood comrades, you're going home now after all these years. The trip you always, always longed for. How I wish you could describe the sights to me. When six of your solemn comrades slowly carry you through the streets that you long for years to see. At last, you're going home again, Dad, to a place that puts to rest your lifelong fears. I'll leave you here with your old boyhood comrades. You're home forever after all these years. Yes, you're home forever after all these years.
You'll see.
Friends, this is recording artist and DJ Peter Trenum from Nova Scotia. You've got my friend Johnny Woodlock here on the Wayback, where you'll find the very best in country music.
To be ever with the Lord, you and me.
Yes, friends, once again, I would like to pay tribute to the bluegrass legends of long ago. As this past week was the Gallup Canals Bluegrass Festival, and I would like to thank them, including Barb, inviting me out to the festival this week. With that mentioned, I would like to send out some special Father's Day classics associated with the bluegrass music to them today. First, there'll be a legendary bluegrass icon and legend, Ralph Stanley, in a classic called Daddy's Wildwood Flower. We'll then follow with Hi Lo Brown, famous for his high and then low way of singing, which gained him the name Hi Lo Brown. It'll be his classic titled Daddy's Place. And we'll wrap up with a classic today by Canadian bluegrass legends, Bluegrass Diamonds, and it'll be a classic called Like Father, Like Son. With that, I would like to say good morning to all my listeners, and especially the bluegrass listeners out there in radio world. Welcome in, friends.
Mama was his wildwood flower, my daddy used to say. And to prove to her he loved her, he'd play it every day. Mom would look at him and smile, she'd say, God bless my man. I don't regret one single time that I gave him my hand. The wildwood flower was his favorite song. And when he played for mama, her house became a home. Mom took sick and passed away. This was his darkest hour. He came home that very day and he played the wildwood flower. Time went by and he grew old, he'd sit and play for hours. Memories of mom on his old guitar, he'd play the wildwood flower. The wildwood flower,
wildwood flower
was his favorite song. And when he played for mama, our house became a home. One night as I walked by his house, I thought I heard his song. I heard mama talking, but mom had long been gone. I looked through the window and saw God's mighty power. There sat mom with daddy, he was playing the wildwood flower. The wildwood
flower
was his favorite song. And when he played for mama, our house became a home. As he grew old, he could play no more, and his mind began to fail. We'd often find him in the field, he seemed so old and frail. One day we couldn't find him, and after many days, found him lying with the wildwood flower up on mama's grave. Wildwood flower,
wildwood flower,
what his favorite song. When he played for mama, our house became a home.
With winding road and shady oaks leads to daddy's place. Big old house that stands so brown, my daddy worked this place. With God-fearing hands he tilled this land, common fears he'd never show. My daddy was a righteous man, and I loved him so. I gotta take daddy's place, I can't lose daddy's place. The winter was hard, my dad got sick and had to go to bed. With weary eyes and trembling voice, here's the words he said. Son, don't let them take this place, work it as hard as you can. Your daddy has worked this place, my boy, hold on to our land. I gotta take daddy's place, I can't lose daddy's place. They buried my dad beneath the ground, once he stood so brown. If daddy could see the old place now, I know he'd cry out loud. But daddy, I've done the best I could, I've worked from dawn till dark. The mortgage is due, I'm worked plumb through, I don't know which way to start. I know it would break your heart. God, I can take most anything, but I can't take the shame. Send some clouds drifting by and give me one good rain. I gotta take daddy's place, it would save daddy's place. I can't lose daddy's place, I can't lose. I can't lose.
Like father, like son, two roads become one, the old and the young, the father and the son. You taught me to laugh at the stories you told. I wanted you to be warm in a world that was cold. You taught me to listen to God up above. I told you to pray, you told me to pray from a heart filled with love. Like father, like son, two roads become one, the old and the young, the father and the son. We didn't always agree, didn't see eye to eye. But there's one thing I know, and won't ever doubt. I know that I love you, you know that I love you, and you still make me proud. Like father, like son, two roads become one. But God first when you pray, I remember you praying, son, I did that for you. Like father, like son, two roads become one, the old and the young, the father and the son.
Hi, I'm Bill White of the White Pine Bluegrass Band, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back. Keep right on listening and enjoy the good music.
When I die, I'll take my rest down on Sawmill.
Once again, it's that time in the program to welcome a very special guest of honor onto our Way Back with Johnny show here on this great channel. With that mentioned, I would like to welcome a very dear friend of mine who I got to meet this year, none other than the son of Country Johnny Mathis, John Mathis Jr., who has also authored his father's biography recently titled Sometimes Stardom Isn't Enough. With that, I would like to welcome John Mathis Jr. back to the program in the second and final part of this interview today. Following this interview, we will hear an all-time classic titled The Tears Came Down. And this is the song that I first got introduced to Country Johnny Mathis's music through. So with that, we'll welcome John Mathis Jr. to our program. So I understand it was 1949 he made his first recordings. How did he find his love for music?
You know, I think some people are just born with that. You know, there's a segment of the book where he talks about where he really realized that he was probably only maybe three or four, and his brothers had carried home an old guitar they'd bought somewhere, used guitar, and he said he could hear the wind whistling through the strings, and it was the most captivating, beautiful thing. And he was too little to even hold it, so they'd prop him on the bed and sit the guitar in his lap, and just let him beat on the strings.
Exactly.
And he just was drawn to it. He, like a lot of country music artists, he would watch those guys in church and where they put their fingers on the neck and go home and try to imitate that. And he learned to play guitar in church and learned to sing in church in his dad's church.
For sure, for sure. Now, he was the son of a preacher man, so is that where his love or his life turned around because of his dad?
Yeah, you know, he's like a lot of, like I said, a lot of those guys. He grew up, his dad was not only a pastor, but a church planter, so they moved a lot. His dad, my grandfather started about 20-something churches there in Texas and over into Louisiana, and so that, you know, that was, you know, back then, those guys just really lived what they believed. They would pack the family up and just go start over on he'd start on a street corner until he could get a building. And, you know, when my dad learned to play guitar, he used him in the services to play guitar, and you know, so that had a lot of influence on my father, that aspect of this really strong faith and living that way. We're talking, you know, in the 30s and 40s, and
yes,
people didn't have money. They didn't go to the doctor, so they just had to resort to praying for things. And so I think seeing that element of faith in his father's life and his mother's life was just had an impact. And though he became a prodigal son, as we say, you know, it always seemed to be calling him back to being that person.
Exactly. For sure. For sure. You also mentioned about Elvis Presley in your book.
Yeah.
What is your stories of the Milk Cow Blues, for instance, there?
I think my dad was on the Nashville Now show with Ralph Emery in the 90s and recounting some of that. And that's one of the things he recounted to Ralph Emery during the time in 54. You know, Jimmy and Johnny had their big hit, If You Don't, Somebody Else Will, and they were looking for some other things to do, and when Pop got excited about something, he would talk it up, and so I imagine he went around talking to Jimmy and others about, hey, we ought to take Milk Cow Blues and doing it like he's doing I Think That's All Right Mama or something.
Yeah.
And apparently, you know, Elvis was around some of those conversations and went off and recorded it kind of in that style and came back and told my dad, you about killed my career, man. What are you talking about? He said, well, that record was a flop. My dad said, well, I meant for me and Jimmy to do it, not you.
Exactly. That's right. For sure. Now, looking at your dad's career and how he came into gospel music, do you think he was smart for doing what he did, or was he, what's your opinion on this?
You know, it's hard to say. You know, and again, I learned to play piano about 10 or 11 years old. My brother played guitar and a little brother that played drums, percussion. So we would travel around to churches in the States, and my dad would always take a moment and tell about his life. And I think I could sum it up best is that I think for him, I don't think he would... He felt like he probably wouldn't even be alive if he wouldn't have made the change, just the way
yes.
he was living, without, you know, any sense of purpose and hope. And, you know, he even would tell in his time when he'd share his story that, you know, he'd even kind of attribute God for not letting him, and it was really my dad's lack of common sense sometimes, but for not letting him just make $1 million mm-hmm. during that time. Because he said he probably would have killed his full self if he'd had $1 million. And so, you know, it wasn't about the fame or the money. My dad loved life. And loved living each day. He always got up with a lot of hope and happiness. And I think once he found that, after having already experienced those other things, I think he had contentment. He did have regrets about, you know, when he got older, he would like to have had some better royalties and retirement money and
of
not
course.
Sold some of the things
yeah.
he sold. But they, you know, he obviously had regrets. But as far as his contentment, he had no regrets about that.
And so you've worked a lot with restoring your father's music and that. What are some songs that stick out as favorites for you?
Well, some of them, and I just got one placed in the new series called The Runaround that's going to be on Amazon Prime.
Oh, nice.
There are songs I've never heard. My dad probably recorded hundreds. I don't even know the number. And I think doing these transfers, I got a lot of these master recordings on the old reel-to-reel tapes.
Yes.
And so I had to transfer those, make digital versions. So I found things that I had not heard. You know, I may have seen titles, but there's a song called Paint Me a Picture of Happiness, that one I've just been enamored with a little bit. It's only 10 lines. The recording recordings, 2 minutes, 11 seconds long. It's not even really a repeat chorus. So, it's, you know, for today, it was kind of unorthodox and different. And he wrote that in the 60s and recorded it about 1966, I believe. So, you know, some things like that that I love. There's another one called Big Old Heart Full of Love, which I just love it. It's just a love song, and several others sometimes I go back and listen to them. I personally enjoy the 60s.
Of course,
country music. Mm-hmm. It was the coming of age of stereo, but a lot of those guys were still going in and they were doing it in one take, and you know, the musicians did their part and the singer did his part, and they, for 3 or 4 minutes they didn't go back and edit or punch in. So when I listen to those guys, that they were able to do that, and some of them songs come out like that, it's truly amazing. And
it
speaks to the talent those guys had.
For sure. Now, do you know about a song from 1967 called The Tears Came Down? That's what truly lured me to your father's music.
I do, and because some of those things, I heard these things in the house with him and his guitar, yes. And when we were rehearsing for dates we were going to play in church. And I have to say this about my dad's gospel music. He had a manner with that in which, you know, a lot of times when we do gospel, we do these other things, we kind of change it melodically and musically so it'll sound like church or sound like this. But my dad took gospel music, and it stands right next to his country recording.
Exactly.
It feels like that, but the message is different. And like that song, The Tears Came Down, and they are so compelling.
And cuts right through to you. Exactly.
It cuts right through to you.
Yes.
I love him.
Now, he, of course, suffered a stroke in 99, I understand.
That's correct.
Is this when he gave up performing?
Well, you know, the stroke was it was so debilitating. And God bless my mom. She passed in 2019, but she quit her job. And we took turns for the next 12 years of making a space for them. My dad, he had a trach and a feeding tube and a catheter.
Oh, wow.
Completely incapacitated. On his best days, he might could nod his head to a question you were asking him, or move his right arm a little bit. But
that was it.
You know, he's pretty much locked in because of that. And so that, you know, and I was about 30, and if I had any regrets in life, it would be that I didn't have more time to speak to him, because he couldn't speak or anything. And, you know, there's a lot of things. When you're a young man, you don't think to ask your parents.
Exactly. I hear you. You kind of take them for granted. Thing,
man, I wish I would have asked him about this or that.
Exactly.
And so a wealth of life and living just leaves with them that you would have had access to. But that's how life is. You know, we're only here for a little while.
Yeah, for sure. And so looking at your dad's legacy and the career, well, in many ways, you're bringing him back into the 21st century. What is your plans for his music? Or I know you've got them in commercials and things.
Yeah, you know, this is a door that opened up a little over 10 years ago. And it was just born from just wanting to preserve his music. And I didn't realize there's kind of a niche in film and TV for vintage recordings, you know.
Yes.
And I never thought about it. And so it kind of found me just from, you know, I've worked in the music business for about 25 years. So
nice.
I naturally knew what to do with his music, because I do that stuff all the time. And I didn't expect much from it just to have it out there, because, you know, and I don't know how old you are, but my lifetime,
yeah.
Great, you know, when people pressed records or did something, there was only a limited number pressed, and once that was gone, that's gone, unless you could find it in grandma's closet.
Very
some
true.
Radio station,
yes.
Still kept the copy around. So digital's been great for all of us that love the history of music, because they are digitizing all this old music, and you can go back and hear it. You don't have to search some record store for a copy. And so I just wanted to do that, digitize this music and just have it there. And then, you know, along the way, there was interest, and that has grown. I've got a new sync representative in the last 3 years that's just really loves my dad's music, and
nice.
and that's why I'm getting more of these places. I love it for him, and what I love about in the moment that an artist records music and has a record label and all of these things, well, people promote things and they can make them successful, but time is the true test of talent. When somebody looks at something 50, 60 years later, long after mix styles have changed and music styles and to change and said, you know what, this is good.
Exactly.
That speaks to the timelessness of that person's talent.
That's very true, John. Yes, I agree with you there. I was going to ask you about today's music, but you just more or less summed it up there, in my opinion. Yes, there's going to be songs that live today, 50 years from now, but they're not going to be as many as there was 60, 70 years ago that are living today.
That is a test. Give some 20, 25 years and we'll see how good it was.
Exactly, for sure. Well, with that, John, I've been a pleasure talking to you, and I would love to do it again sometime with you if you're interested.
Well, I would love to, Johnny, and again, I appreciate what you're doing, and I wish you the best. God bless you, and thank you for thinking of my dad.
For sure.
Jesus walked into Gethsemane one day. With a heavy heart he went in there to pray. As he walked along he fell upon the ground. When the Savior cried to God the tears came down. Yes, the tears came down. Night. It was time to walk upon that hill and die. He was praying that the Father's will be done. When the tears came down from Jesus, God's own Son, then into the garden came a trusted friend. Bringing soldiers that would mean the Savior's end. Then they took him to the high priest in great haste. There they mocked and slapped and spit upon his face. Witnesses came forth and they both lied. And they sentenced Jesus to be crucified. He was led with meekness then to pay the call. As a stranger followed closely with his cross. Yes, the tears came down the Savior's. Time was nigh. It was time to walk upon that hill and die. He was praying that the Father's will be done. When the tears came down from Jesus, God's own Son.
Howdy, y'all. This here is your old host with the most, Johnny Woodlock. I'd like to tell y'all about the upcoming 10th anniversary of the South Grenville Bluegrass Festival happening from August 7th to the 10th, 2025, this coming summer. The headliners include, but are not limited to, some of the top bluegrass musicians of today, including much beloved Queen of Bluegrass, Ron the Vincent, as well as Larry Stevenson Band, Larry Efaw, along with many more. Tickets can be purchased for the weekend for $110 in advance. That's before July 13th. Also, day passes are available, and it's going to be a great weekend had by all. For more information, contact Kim Wallace at 613-883-3126 or by visiting southgrenvillebluegrassfestival.ca.
You were the one, but that was just we had.
Well, we're coming down on the last song here at the Way Back with Johnny show, and it's once again that time to pay tribute to the Way Back Song of the Week. With that mentioned, many years ago, Conway Twitty, the high priest of country music as he was often referred to, recorded a song that is, to me, a very sentimental and tearjerker, but it's going to be an all-time classic titled That's My Job, and it is by none other than Conway Twitty. So we'll send this out to all the fathers who can't be here this Father's Day weekend, but we will forever remember you dearly. With that, here's Conway Twitty once again. We'll be back following this. Send us all home.
I woke up crying late at night when I was very young. I had dreamed my father had passed away and gone. My world revolved around him. I couldn't lie there anymore. So I made my way down the mirrored hall and tapped upon his door. And I said, Daddy, I'm so afraid. How will I go on with you gone that way? Don't want to cry anymore, so may I stay with you. And he said, that's my job. That's what I do. Everything I do is because of you, to keep you safe with me. That's my job, you see. Later we barely got along, this teenage boy and he. Most of the fights, it seems, were over different dreams we each held for me. He wanted knowledge and learning. I wanted to fly out west. I said I could make it out there if I just had the fare. I got half, will you loan me the rest? And I said, I'm so afraid. There's no guarantee in the plans I've made. And if I should fail, who will pay my way back home? And he said, that's my job. That's what I do. Everything I do is because to keep you safe with me. That's my job, you see. Every person carves his spot and fills the hole with light. And I pray someday I might light as bright as he. Woke up early one bright fall day to spread the tragic news. After all my travel, I settled down within a mile or two. I make my living with words and rhyme, and all this tragedy should go into my head. As bits of poetry, but I say, Daddy, I'm so afraid. How will I go on with you gone this way? How can I come up with a song to say I love you? That's my job. That's what I do. Everything I do is because of you, to keep you safe with me. That's my job, you see. Everything
Yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and also www.osherox.com. As I send us all home today, I would like to once again thank our friend and link to Country Music Royalty, John Mathis Jr., for coming on to the program today to share stories about his father. I'd also like to thank you, each and every one of you, my loyal listeners, for tuning into the program today. I would like to send us all home with sharing that Country Johnny Mathis sadly passed away on September 27, 2011, one day before his birthday. He had suffered a stroke way back in 1999, which left him in a terrible shape, so his last decade of life was anything but perfect. However, his life and career in music will forever stand the test of time and always be remembered by true country music fans of the 50s and 60s. I would like to send us all home today with remembering my late Papa Willoughby, but also my late grandfather John, who left us 20 years ago this coming Friday, the 20th of June of 2005. Grandpa passed away and Daddy passed away on January 11th, 2023. So in honor of both of these two dear friends and men in my life, I'd like to pay tribute to them today with none other than by today's tribute artist, of course, to close out our program, Country Johnny Mathis and the Old Rugged Cross. And that is going out both to my dear late father and grandfather. So in honor of these two men, I would like to wish them a happy Father's Day in heaven, and also thank my stepdad, Big Daddy Al, for taking up the spot and filling some very, very big shoes. He's doing a great job, and we just want to wish him a happy Father's Day as well. We'll close out this program today with none other than another essential song of the Father's Day collection, and it's going to be Holly Dunn and Daddy's Hands. With that, I would like to wish y'all a happy and safe Sunday and a blessed week, and may God bless each and every one of you till we meet again next same great time, same great place over this channel. So long for now, friends, and yes, happy Father's Day.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. The old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify. The old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever. At last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a
over. Another day gone by with good friends all around me. How the time did fly.
Howdy, friends and listeners. This here's your old host with most, Johnny Woodlock, reporting for Way Back with Johnny over this great channel. The previous show does not represent anything associated with the channel heard on. It is a sole associate of Woodlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. With that, have a great day, and we'll catch y'all next week. So long, friends.
Is here a few.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo! My goodness! Nico Cuomo!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Hey there, Kingston. Looking for the latest in arts and culture? Join me, Ellie Stern, Friday 3 to 4 p.m. for the Kingston Curator. Featuring interviews with artists themselves, I'll explore what's happening around town. From live music and theater to gallery shows, festivals, and more. Catch it live on CFRC 101.9 FM, stream at CFRC.ca, or listen anytime on the CFRC Podcast Network.